There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
We begin hour number two of Follow the Money. Dave Ross and Sean King in for Pauly and Mitch today. Hope those gentlemen are enjoying a much deserved day off. We do a pro tip every hour across the VSiN spectrum here. So our pro tip for hour number one is, it's pretty evergreen, and it really, yes, the World Series starts today, but you can use this in Super Bowls. When you really want to look at an MVP and you're betting one, you can do a couple different players like you're doing, Sean, by identifying who you think the winning team is and then looking maybe at some longer numbers like you did with Altuve and Peña here for the Astros, because that's the side you think is going to be the winning side. And you can do that in the Super Bowl as well. If you thought the Rams were going to win, pick some Rams maybe a little bit off the board a little bit to help maximize those profits, right?
Yeah, I agree. Again, I think because both lineups have home run power throughout, I eliminated the pitchers. I picked the side I thought was going to win, and then I picked some guys that I thought would get pitches that they could hit. I don't think Philly's going to pitch to Yordan Alvarez, if possible, at least not in a manner that allows him to impact the game.
And Alvarez is the shortest MVP favorite on the board at plus 650 for the Astros. So to Sean's logic there, he's going kind of process of elimination to find the best of the number there. And that is a really good, valuable tool when you're betting MVPs, in whether it's a Super Bowl, a World Series, NBA Final. That is a great evergreen tip that you can use. Again, we give pro tips out here across the network, 20 a day as a listener and a viewer, but you have to be a VSiN Pro subscriber to have access to all of them. So again, what are you waiting for? Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Then you go to VSiN.com. You can sort out those pro tips by show and or by sport. Let's bring Anthony Curtis into the program right now. He is an author and also an advisor, a financial advisor to Mattress Mac. Well, who's Mattress Mac? Well, Mattress Mac is only the guy right now that stands potentially to win $75 million if the Astros beat the Phillies in said World Series. So, Anthony, great to have you on Follow the Money here this morning here. Thanks for taking the time to join us. We got to ask you right off the bat, as a financial advisor to Mattress Mac, when you guys were laying out the futures market here to be in a position to be able to cash out one of the biggest paydays we've ever seen, what led you guys down the primrose path to say, you know what, Stros at 10-1 at the beginning of the year before we played one game of 162. This is a good strategy.
Well, first of all, good morning. And financial advisor, huh? I haven't been called that one before. Las Vegas advisor, yes. Financial advisor, you know, not so much. You know what? On this one, all the credit goes to Mac on this one.
Mm.
You know, it's myself and Frank B., a well-known sports betting expert. When we got involved with Mac, it was, you know, back in 2019, and his attorney contacted me, and that was where we had to do some work, because we were almost into the World Series, and he had the big liability on the Astros. We learned a lot back in 2019, and since then, with certain things we've done. And Max sort of knows how to set the table. And this was all him. You know, he basically contacted us and said, hey, guys, I just bet X amount, you know, on the Astros. We said, well, I guess you're going to run a big promo this year. You know, heck yeah. And so this is pretty much Mac. He jumped on it, knew what he was going to do, learned from earlier, and got the money down where he never could have, you know, as the season went on and the Astros got better.
It's amazing when you look back, and sometimes – you know, when you're looking at futures to start the year, you're like, 7-1 is not enough. You know, 10-1 is not enough. And you sit here with a team that hadn't lost a game in the playoffs, and you're set to make a large wager. That's what I believe. When you believe strong in something, you know, just go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you have to understand. I mean, I think it comes through when you talk to him and you read the stories about him being a super fan and how much he loves the Astros. And it's the truth. You know, I mean, we've been in positions with Mac many times where Frank and I are going, well, what we really want is for him to lose the bet. Because, you know, remember, guys, first and foremost, this is all about the hedge. The hedge is paramount. It's all about, it's not the bet leads to the sale of furniture. It's the sale of furniture leads to the bet.
Right.
The betting here is a form of insurance. You know, and that's how it all began. When I was contacted in 2019, the problem was they couldn't get insurance. The Astros were too prohibitive of a favorite back then, ended up losing to the Nationals in Game 7. But they were too big of a favorite, and he couldn't hedge his liability. So this is just a form of insurance. And a lot of these bets, almost all of these bets, they're not bet with an edge. You know, the edge comes in the hedge. The edge is in the hedge. And, you know, a lot of in the beginning, we couldn't get the bookmakers to take the bets because they were worried. They're worried about liability for one. You know, they didn't want to lose a big amount. They never do. But they also thought, well, you know, he must be making these sharp bets, and these are sharp bets we don't want to take. Not so. Usually, he's making bets with a very healthy edge for the casino.
Well, so, I know this is the World Series, Anthony. But next time you and Matt get together in Vegas, invite me. I'd like to run his horse racing division. Avid horse better. Got some strong opinions for Breeders' Cup, by the way.
Well, that's his other thing. I mean, every time we get together with him, it's all about horses. You know, I mean, you know, we want to talk about business. He wants to talk about horses. So, you know, this guy's a real sportsman. There's no doubt about it.
It's on with Anthony Curtis, the Las Vegas advisor and also author, who is helping advise Mattress Mack. Who's Mattress Mack? Of course, he's Jim McInvale, who is the owner of Gallery Furniture. So, Anthony, do you help him out with the promotion strategy here for everybody that goes into his place? They spend over $3,000. The promotion was, if the Stros win, those people that spent three or more grand at his place, they get their money back. So they're all rooting for Mattress Mack to win this wager and cash out that $75,000 so that those patrons get a million, rather. Yeah, big difference there, Anthony, to get right back their money that they invested at the Gallery Furniture Store.
We have absolutely nothing to do with the way the promotions are structured. He is, you know, Mac is a self-made, you know, business success. And he did it on his promotional guile and the things that he's done over the years. He sets the promotion. You know, that's how it began. And anybody who really wants to read about this at LasVegasAdvisor.com, we got a blog that we wrote back in 2019 called Mattress Mack and the Astros Hedge. And it tells the whole story about how it began, and 42 days of us going crazy, walking around with, you know, briefcases full of $250,000, you know, all of a sudden worried that we're going to get pulled over by the police for no reason. We didn't do anything wrong, you know, that kind of thing. It's a good read. It's called Mattress Mack and the Astros Hedge. But he puts together the promotions, and then he comes to us and says, what should I do? And a couple of times he's put us behind the eight ball where he's got, okay, here's what I did, guys. What should I do now? What do you think? And we're like, Matt, you didn't do that, did you? And we do our best. But no, we don't have anything to do with that end of the strategy. The only thing that we help on is to help him balance his hedge, because that's just something that we're expert at, that we understand and we've done for years. And think about it, guys. It's an amazing business strategy. Like, why aren't more people doing this? You know, they just don't have the wherewithal, but also, you know, the guts to do it the way he does it.
How much has changed in society in the last year that where you might see more independent business owners using this strategy as a way to hedge? You know, for so long, gambling was taboo. Don't talk about it. But now it's everywhere and it's acceptable. Do you think we could see a swing to more of maybe the approach that Mattress Matt uses?
I think it's, you know, you're on the mark there that it's more acceptable. And there's been a big change there for sure, that it could be done in many other areas and endeavors. But I don't think we will see it. We haven't seen anyone else do this. And the reason is they don't understand it. And I'll be honest with you guys. When I read about, you know, Mac and what he's doing, and I read the descriptions of it in the media, almost no one gets it. Almost no one really understands what's going on. It's not that easy, and it's multi-layered, and there are a lot of different components to this. And, you know, what makes the bet good, what makes the bet bad, you know, in whole. And I think it's just too hard for most people to get their heads around. They'd just rather go pay more for insurance. But realistically, yeah, this is something that other people should do. And certainly the situation with sports betting being acceptable now makes it a lot easier.
Anthony, if you were advising, there's a gentleman out there who purchased a $50 ticket before the season began to have the Astros beat the Philadelphia Phillies. He got it at 2,500 to one on a $50 bet. Mm-hmm. So he stands to make $125,000 if the Astros win. Ben Falks, who does a great job here at the network as VP of digital content, he reached out to said bettor, and Anthony, that bettor said, "I'm not going to hedge." Is that good financial strategy when he could, you know, as the underdog, the Phillies being the underdog here, he could lock in some profit? What would you advise somebody like that?
Well, it depends. You know, it's good mathematical strategy. I mean, what people don't understand, what gamblers don't understand, is that hedging is almost always a negative expectation bet. You know, you've got a good bet. Once you're in a position where he has an enormous advantage right now. And anything he does to hedge that bet will diminish that advantage. It'll cut into it on the negative side. So from a mathematical standpoint, if he were to make the same play and hold on to that ticket into infinity and do this over and over again, he would come out farther ahead. Now, when you get into utility, you know, utility is essentially, where does this guy stand in life? Is this going to make a difference for him? I mean, would hedging really, you know, locking something in, would that change things for him? Then there's a tremendous case, and I would even say, you know, it is the thing he should do to hedge. But if it doesn't matter to him, and he just wants, you know, he wants to keep that ticket, he's playing with the best of it, and not hedging is the mathematical way to go.
Fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. It is literally different where you are in life. Does this make a life-changing decision?
And do you have enough money for the hedge to make sense? I mean, when you're set to win 125, I mean, to me, you'd have to be talking a significant amount on the Phillies,
right,
you know, for the hedge to even make any sense.
Anthony, really appreciate the time, because that is a fascinating strategy. I know hedging in the sports gambling world sometimes is almost like a dirty word, right?
Yes, sometimes. So, well, it depends on who you're talking to. Not really. Most people go hedge. Are you crazy? What are you doing? But again, mathematically speaking, you don't want to do it.
Hey, we really appreciate
stuff,
the time.
Anthony.
Yeah, man. Excellent advice, and I can see why Mattress Mac has you as his advisor. Appreciate it, my friend. Enjoy the World Series.
Okay, pleasure. Thanks, guys.
There he is, Anthony Curtis, everybody. Fascinating conversation, because, again, there are different strokes. I know people sometimes go, oh, never hedge. Other people say, you should take advantage when you have the opportunity to do so. Come on back. Just getting it started here on a Friday. Follow the money. I'm going to talk some NFL, some futures plays out there. It is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. securities. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
See, here are the top horse racing plays from Express Bet handicapper Jeff Siegel at Keeneland in the fifth race. Jeff likes number 5, Heavenly Sunday, at 7-2. At the Belmont, at the Big A meet in the ninth race, Jeff has number 9, Seismic Spirit, on top at 8-1. You can bet those races and more at 1stbet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Get a free $10 bet when you sign up today for the 1stbet app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks in AI-assisted picks, the 1stbet app is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport with secure payments, attentive customer service, and a reliable website. So go to VSiN.com/horses for all the details on this exclusive offer for VSiN fans only, plus more top plays from VSiN and ExpressBet handicappers, including coverage of next week's Breeder Cup. That is VSiN.com/horses. Are you charged up, Sean King, for the Breeders' Cup next week?
Oh, I am fired
up.
I
know you are.
I am fired up. I'm pulling up my notes here to see if I agree with Jeff on race 5 at Keeneland, because I will be playing race 5 at Keeneland today. I don't think they've come out with the scratches yet. There's an also eligible number 13, Freedus the Red, in that
Say
fifth
that again?
Race. Freedus the Red.
Freedus.
Yeah, in that race that Heavenly Sunday. Brad Cox. Maiden race, he's going to always be live, so I could definitely see the 5 winning. But I do like the 13. We'll see if he gets in.
There's no other sport that has better names than horse racing, right?
Because you can only use them once, so you have to be creative.
So there's no more secretariats running out
there. Cannot be another secretary.
That's it.
Yeah,
there's no more Smarty Joneses.
None. You only use a name once.
The whip is out on Smarty Jones.
It is.
It's been 20
years. Down the stretch they come. The greatest is like when you get a huge upset in the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, man.
And the announcer has no idea what horse it is running up the rail.
I always say, like, the two best the best broadcaster of all time, and I'm not just a homer because I work at Visa, is Brent Musburger. It's not up for debate.
And coming live.
But I look at horse racing announcers and NHL. And I go, man, these guys are just good. They're just built differently.
Well, I'll be honest. Like, the guy I love the most is Gus Johnson.
Oh, Gus.
There's just something about his energy.
The Gonzaga UCLA call is still on.
He's tremendous. Wow! But next week, if you guys want to tune in, I'm sure we'll be doing some Breeders' Cup prep on primetime. Myself, Tim Murray will be listening. I'll be talking. But I'm a big horse racing guy. I'll be locked in today. I did follow the money, so my day's over out here in Vegas at 7. So I'm going to go hit Starbucks. I got a couple national interviews to do, and get it kicking. I think race 1 at Keeneland, I think, is at 10 o'clock morning.
I'll tell you this. There are certain sports that you have to, as I think as any individual human being, you should always know your limitations. That would be one of mine. I would just see what your picks are, and I am following
you,
sir.
I do it with you all the time.
Yeah.
You got your little group. You guys get together, figure out the UFC
first strike
wages,
baby.
And I text you, hey, what y'all come up with?
I don't
research it. I don't go against
there you
it.
Go.
I say, okay.
Shameless plug, by the way. We will have First Strike for you later on today across the VSiN spectrum, so stay tuned for that. Let's get to some future plays here in the NFL. And when you look at the divisions now, and again, we're getting closer to the trade deadline here, Sean, and I know that it's not Major League Baseball's trade deadline, right? But we did see a rather, I thought, significant move yesterday with Kadarius Toney going from the Giants to the Chiefs. I heard Bart Scott say, former Jets linebacker, that Bart Scott believes he's the best wide receiver right now on the Chiefs roster. I was like, whoa.
I think most dynamic. I spent a lot of time in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah.
I was recruiting Kadarius Toney out of high school, trying to get him to come and play quarterback for us at University of South Florida. Ultimately, as it happens most time, you cannot beat the SEC recruiting.
Hard
so he went to Florida, illustrious career at receiver, however, which I told him they were going to move him to receiver. He's in the perfect place for him. Kyle Shanahan, Andy Reid, now that Sean Payton has retired, probably the two best, not probably, the two best at fitting unique pieces into what they do and making them work. So Andy Reid's going to take advantage of it. Patrick Mahomes can get into football, and he'll never get double covered because of Travis Kelce. So it makes the Chiefs extremely dynamic.
Just another piece on that chessboard for Bieniemy and Andy Reid to figure out how to use them. You see now, you got to lay $5 if you like the Chiefs. You know, it's so funny, the beginning of the year, you know, shout out Amal Shaw and I doing big bets every day. I told Amal, it felt like this year for the Chiefs, it's a Patrick, you'll love this because I know you and I are boxing guys. It's like a Roy Jones Jr. year for Patrick Mahomes. Y'all must have forgot.
Yeah.
Like the disrespect to Patrick Mahomes, but it's like, this is going to be the division of death. And here comes, you know, Russ is going to be cooking in Denver. And Derek Carr, a playoff team. Here comes young Justin Herbert. He's like, man, I still own this thing. This is still my division. They're 5-1 now to win the division. Their win total is up to 12 in the adjusted odds.
Yeah. I never thought they'd have an issue in the regular season. When you get on the level that Patrick Mahomes is on, the one Josh Allen's trying to get to, but he's well on his way,
yeah,
nothing that you do now matters. I mean, people already write you in for 4,500-plus, 35-plus touchdowns, double-digit wins, playoff berth. It's what happens once the playoffs start, where we're going to look back and say, the Chiefs made a good decision and letting Tyreek Hill go, or they made the wrong decision. It's where we're going to look at and judge, is Josh Allen an all-time great, or is he just really talented? So, like, I don't get carried away during the regular season with those kind of guys because we forget about all of that. Like, what did Mahomes do in the regular season last year? Nobody remembers.
No.
All we know is that he played a bad second half against the Cincinnati Bengals.
That's what you remember.
In the American Football Conference Championship game.
You're right,
right.
Because the standard for those guys is different than the standard for other teams.
And that's what we'll find out. If not having to re-kill matters. And I think that's what the Kadarius Toney trade is about. Andy knows he lacks explosive ability after the catch. Juju Smith-Schuster looks like a movement tight end. I don't know what happened between the last time we saw him with the Steelers, and now he's productive, but he's big. Marquez Valdez-Scantling is straight line fast, but he's not changing direction. Mecole Hardman has a niche, but that's all it is. So adding Toney brings them, I think, a little closer to what Tyreek provided, which was throw the ball short, he turned it into big play.
Yeah, and sometimes some broken plays too, and you need those guys too that can just figure out a way to get open if Patrick Mahomes can buy time back there in the pocket. Let's go to the NFC West because I was out with my guy Tyler Fulgham over there at ESPN. Shout out Daily Wager Crew. And he told me,
you got
like,
a lot of friends.
Yeah, we sold to you.
Yeah.
And you know what he was saying to me was like, you know Sean McVay, because we're talking about the trades, right? And, like, the Niners made the big deal in this division by getting Christian McCaffrey. We'll see how it plays out. Didn't look great in week one against the Chiefs, but it's the Chiefs. And he's like, hey, man, you know McVay and Les Snead are going to do something here. Like, this can't be the finished product for the reigning defending champion Rams. Plus $1.80 to win the division. Plus money everywhere in this division. By the way, the Seahawks are leading the division, and they have the worst odds at plus 550. Nobody's buying Geno Smith and Pete Carroll to keep this thing going.
But to me, you should be.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you buying that?
I retweeted a tweet that I posted in 2015.
Which is?
When I said, I want everybody to retweet and like this. Geno Smith will be the most improved quarterback in National Football League next year. And he's always had the talent. That's why I bring that up. Now he has the maturity to go along with it. And you're seeing the byproduct of that. Sometimes in this league, when guys don't have success early, we give up on them. He's extremely talented. They have a lot of talent around him. DK Metcalf, Lockett. Also, they're finally giving the ball to Kenneth Walker III. You see how dynamic
looks like a good
he
pick now, doesn't it?
Here's something for you. Sean McVay and all of his boy genius. They've scored the fewest amount of points in the entire NFC, sitting at 104.
Whoa.
Guess who scored the most? The fighting Pete Carroll's at 183.
Well, I thought Pete Carroll couldn't coach.
It looks like he made a great decision. This may be the robbery of
the fleecing
the century. Sending the worst quarterback on the roster, Russell Wilson, to Denver for a king's ransom. Also getting that contract off the books. They have so much flexibility from an asset standpoint moving forward. I think Seattle's going to be a force to be reckoned with. They're confident. They're playing extremely well on offense. The Cardinals, you know they're flawed.
Quarterback, yeah, but they get back D-Hop.
The quarterback and the coach yelling at each other on national TV, that's never a good thing. Trust me.
That is not
absolutely
a good look.
Not. The Rams, they can't pass protect. And Matthew Stafford can't move. How do you fix that midseason? There are not a lot of 6'5", 300-pound guys that can pass block rolling around the streets. If there were, they'd be found because everyone's looking for them. And the Niners, that's probably the biggest threat. But the problem is there's a reason that the 49ers gave up what they gave up to get Trey Lance. Whether you think it was the right decision or wrong decision, internally they had already decided that there's something about Jimmy Garoppolo. When it matters the most, we don't trust or believe in him. And so that problem has not gone away.
It is a fascinating division because I don't think we saw this forecasted, again, that the Seahawks right now, through 7 weeks, are leading the division. The Cardinals, your great point.
They'll self-destruct.
They'll figure out a way, even with Hopkins
back.
Wait
till Hard Knocks gets there in a couple weeks. Don't forget they're mid-season Hard Knocks.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that's one organization I probably wouldn't, pull the curtain back.
Didn't work out very well.
If you're arguing with your spouse in public, imagine what y'all are doing at home. So, I mean, Kingsbury, Kyler, like, it has to be worse behind the scenes, right?
Yeah, the Hard Knocks didn't work out well for the Lions so far.
Restore the roar, baby.
Oh, my God. So, again, when you look at the division, everybody's at plus money, but the King says plus 550 is a playable number for Seattle.
They wrote Geno Smith off, but he didn't write back.
When we come back here, we're going to be joined by Rick Spielman, former GM for the Minnesota Vikings. I'm very curious. Look, he's never going to say that this thing's over in the North, but I wonder if the Vikings are, in fact, the new kings of the North with the struggles of the Green Bay Packers. Just getting it started here. Many more guests, Greg Olson and Barrett Solly, is going to join us as well. So come on back. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Basketball season tipped off last week, and so did all the basketball promotions on BetRivers Online Sportsbook. BetRivers is the place to go for the latest odds, lines, and unique promotions like our weekly same-game parlays. Place three or more same-game parlays every week to receive a free $10 basketball free bet during the months of October and November. So go to BetRivers.com, download the BetRivers app today. It is a whole new ballgame. Back alongside Sean King, I am Dave Ross. We roll on this Friday edition of Follow the Money. A real pleasure to be joined now by the former GM of the Minnesota Vikings, Rick Spielman, joins the program. Rick, doing great work now at CBS Sports. Thanks for joining us here on Friday morning. We got to start off with your old team there in Minnesota because I feel like right now they're like the most unsexy 5-1 team, if you want to say, out there. Should teams be taking them more seriously? Well, maybe the general public, the betting public here with the Vikings. What have you seen from them so far that you like? And maybe what do you think they still need to really clean up?
You know, just watching them, and I'm still very close with a lot of people in that organization, including the ownership. In fact, when they played down in Miami, I went over and saw everybody at the hotel. But I think the difference is between this team and even last year's team is how Kevin O'Connell is handling situations during the game, the 2 minutes, the 4 minutes, the end of the game. I mean, Kirk Cousins has done a phenomenal job, I thought, taking them down for scoring drives when they're behind in the fourth quarter. Last year, I think we were 6-8. 14 of our games were one-score games. This year, I think they've been in four of them and have been able to win all four of them. So I think that's the difference. The defensive philosophy is a little different than under Coach Zimmer, which is a little bit more bend, don't break. But I know that they have very good playmakers on the offensive side when Dalvin Cook's rolling and Justin Jefferson and Thielen. So it'll be interesting to see how it continues to evolve. But as they're growing, they are still finding ways to win games. And that's the difference in this league. It's, as Sean would know as well, it's usually three or four plays every game that end up making a difference. And Minnesota's right now finding a way to make a difference on those three or four plays to win games.
You know, Rick, thanks so much for coming on. If you look at late 90s in the NBA, Patrick Ewing, David Robinson, you know, back to the basket centers. I think Shaquille O'Neal might have been a really young player at the time, prominent around the league. Fast forward to 2022 in the NFL. Matt Ryan just got benched. Tom Brady, whether it's age, attrition, health, Kirk Cousins is kind of the same type of quarterback, yet all the top guys seem to be mobile guys, not necessarily run game centric guys, but guys that can move around, extend plays. Can you win a championship with a guy that doesn't have that quality in today's game?
I think that the pro game has really evolved, and the reason why is because of the type of quarterbacks that are coming up from the collegiate ranks now, because that's the NFL's feeder system. And rarely when you scout colleges, and I've been able to see a couple of these college guys getting prepped for the draft for the media stuff. I was down at the Alabama-Mississippi State game this past weekend doing some scouting for Alabama and just watching Bryce Young and watching him play. But that's what's coming up in the league. And then you're seeing offensive coordinators that are adjusting their schemes accordingly. And I thought it was a great example last night of Greg Roman and what he's doing with Lamar Jackson. If you ask Lamar Jackson to play like Tom Brady, I don't think Lamar Jackson's ever going to be Lamar Jackson. But what you've seen and how they run the ball and how they use their legs to set up the play-action pass. But I think the game has really evolved because of the type of players that are coming up from the collegiate level. And you don't see the pocket passers. And, Sean, you were probably way ahead of your time when you were playing.
I will say this. I have Bryce Young as a transcendent player. Whoever gets him, I've said all along, Nick Saban does a great job. This is the first year. If they didn't have that kid at quarterback, they would have multiple losses on the year because he single-handedly kept them in that Texas game. Having said that, considering the trade deadline is a fast approaching, Rick, have you been surprised that big-name guys, Christian McCaffrey, Robert Quinn, Kadarius Toney is going to be a huge asset for Kansas City. These kind of trades are now happening. Normally, we see this in other sports, not the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's first, watching Bryce Hall is like watching Steph Curry run the Golden State Warriors. That's the type of quarterback he is. But I'm sure we'll talk about that at a different time, but phenomenal talent. But what I think you're seeing now, and even – it has evolved over the last 5 or 6 years, and even in this past draft, when Howie Roseman in Philadelphia made a trade on draft night for A.J. Brown and Arizona did for Hollywood Brown, you never seen those before. But what I think the trend is now, and it worked for Les Snead and McVay and those guys out in the Rams where they made those big moves, and it actually got them a Super Bowl. My impression of this is that coaches have always looked at, we got to win now because I don't know if I'll be here next year. Front office has always been, we want to do the best we can to win now, but I also have to keep my eye on the future. But the way the turnover has been on the front office side, it's almost like the coaching side, and it's like a lot of these GMs now on the front office side are saying, we got to win now mode because of the turnover on the front office side. So I think it's evolved a lot where they're not looking out as much. Now, what I will say is the exception with Philadelphia Eagles and what Howie has done is he did make, you know, the big move to go get Robert Quinn because I think that'll add to their pass rush on what they are currently have on their roster. But he still has draft capital where he's not going to sacrifice the future. I think they still have 2 first-round picks and 6 picks overall. But when you look at San Francisco, they don't have a first rounder next year, second, third, or fourth rounder. They may have some that's Torrey Pickens in the third round, but they're kind of going all in. So if you're going to do that, you better hope that you win the Super Bowl and it was worth it, because it's going to be hard to rebuild after you give up all that draft capital. And I think we're starting to see that a little bit with the LA Rams.
Talking with Rick Spielman, the former GM of the Minnesota Vikings. Rick, you know, I was around Kirk Cousins when he got drafted in the fourth round in D.C. They had Robert Griffin III there, so he kind of flew below the radar. Then the big deal when he went to Minnesota and the guaranteed money and how that's changed the landscape as well. You know, it still feels like he's a lightning rod, Kirk Cousins. Like, some people love him, some people go, I just don't know. 40-1 to win the MVP right now. 16-1 for the Vikings to win the Super Bowl. You know him very well. Who is Kirk Cousins as a quarterback in your estimation?
Well, Sean described him a little bit earlier. I don't think he's a great quarterback with mobility. But what Kirk is, he is very smart, one of the most intelligent football players I've ever been around. He does his due diligence. I've never seen a guy study as hard as he does. And that's almost to a fault because he gets so prepared. It's almost like you don't want to be paralyzed either. You want to go out and play. But I think where people are knocking him, and I think it's not fair to him, is his ability. Like, he doesn't have a great, I understand, Monday Night Football record, but his ability to win games in the fourth quarter, and he's won them this year. I remember a couple years ago we went down and beat New Orleans in overtime in the playoffs, which is a very tough atmosphere to play in. Last year, even if you see the games that we lost, we were in position to win those games where he took us down for some game-winning drives, but we just couldn't finish it on the other side of the ball. So I think he can win games. I think he has to have a supporting cast around him, which they do up in Minnesota with Dalvin Cook and Thielen and J.J. and even K.J. Osborne, who's had a pretty good year for him. So, and I think Kevin O'Connell's done a great job with him. He knows his strengths. He knows his weaknesses. I think they're going to continue to evolve as an offense. And I think Kirk will even get better as the season goes along.
Rick, we got about 1 minute left. We're going to do a little buy low, sell high. What team do you think has a great record, but it's not sustainable? Maybe we can fade them in the coming weeks. And what team has underachieved that you think is close to turning it around?
Whoa, boy. Are you going to give me, like, the team, and I'll say hot buy or sell?
Eagles.
I'm buying. I saw them in the preseason, and I'm going to buy it till they lose a game.
How about Giants? How about Giants Jets? Mm.
Ooh. Well, I was going to buy both teams, and I would still stay on the Giants because I think Daboll has done a phenomenal job with the talent that they have on that roster and what he's done with Jones. And I didn't realize this. Jones is maybe the second or third leading rusher from the quarterback position, only behind Lamar Jackson. So I'm buying what they're selling. The Jets I was buying, but Breece Hall was a huge loss to them. So I know they made the trade for Robinson, but that's not Breece Hall.
Hey, Rick, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us here on a Friday. Enjoy
great stuff,
the
Rick.
NFL slate. Yeah, great information. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
There he is, Rick Spielman. Follow him on Twitter, @Spielman_Rick. Great conversation there. When we come back, let's talk Heisman Trophy, some college football. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for only $99. Sign up now. Get VSiN Pro access all the way through the Super Bowl, which includes our Pro Picks, daily recaps of the top plays made by VSiN show hosts and guests, Pro Tools like our exclusive betting splits, Pro Tips with actionable insights to help up your betting game. We got daily deep dives into the NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball playoffs, which are now in the World Series, which begins today. Plus, our upcoming college basketball, college bowl, and Super Bowl betting guides. Give yourself an edge. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe to get your $99 mid-season special today. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Back alongside Sean King, Dave Ross here, Follow the Money here on a Friday. Before we get back to that NFL slate, great having Rick Spielman on. Of course, the Vikings, 3.5-point favorites against the Cardinals this weekend, 5-1. Great having his insight on his former team there. I do want to get back to college football because I know you have, is it the upset play of the week, Sean, that you already like in college football on the slate?
Yes, 6-1 on the year. So we do confidence picks. Ooh. And we pick a double-digit dog that we think can win outright. And
6-1 on double-digit dogs.
6-1, and the one loss, the dog still covered. I mean, we've been hot. We've been on fire.
So you count that as a loss? The double-digit.
I don't
dog.
Get the 5 full points for it in the contest. That we
even though
on
they
prime
covered
time.
The number.
No.
Man, you guys tough graders. You and Tim.
Cream of the crop.
Well, you want to get to that right away? You want to tell me?
Yeah,
let's
jump into it.
Let's go to it. What's your most confident double-digit dog that you think is going to win outright?
So I am picking the Fighting Mark Stoops to go into Knoxville.
Whoa!
And 100% cover and 85% win this game outright. Listen, I think this is a tough spot for a Tennessee team coming off that emotional win versus Alabama. They've been walking around campus, people patting them on the back. I know they played UT Martin. That don't count. That was a glorified scrimmage. But guess what they've been getting asked? Are you guys ready for Georgia, who they play next week?
Oh.
Well, the team coming into Knoxville is led by a coach who, over his career at Kentucky, is 15-5 against the spread versus undefeated foes. In his last 11 games at Kentucky, when they faced off against an undefeated opponent, Mark Stoops is 10-1 against the spread. I am saying Mark Stoops out coaches an up-and-coming hot Josh Heupel. Kentucky covers and gets it done outright, in my opinion, in Knoxville. Completely shakes up the college football playoff race.
That is one heck of a statement. You've got the numbers to back it up with how good you've been on this streak as the season's gone on. Talk about upsetting the apple cart.
Yeah.
This would be great news to Alabama, right? Because I'm not saying Bama needs help to get the college football playoff. If they win out, they're going to get there.
They are.
Right?
Yeah, they will.
I mean,
where the college football playoff got tricky was if Tennessee's only loss was to Georgia and Georgia's only loss was to Bama.
Ooh.
And Bama's only loss was to Tennessee.
Then we get that round robin.
But what happens now if Ohio State, Michigan's only loss was in the game they played, and you've got a very subpar Clemson team sitting there undefeated.
Oh, man. How do you...
And potentially a lucky rabbit foot TCU sitting there undefeated.
They wouldn't do it to TCU again,
and
would they?
And then a one loss, either Oregon or USC, sitting there as Pac-12 champ.
Oh, my. This is huge if Kentucky can do exactly what you said as 12-point dogs at Rocky Top this weekend.
They definitely cover.
They're covering the number.
Yeah. I think they're winning outright.
Did they get that goalpost out of the Tennessee River yet?
Yeah. They got enough money. I've seen their NIL package. I think they're paying a quarterback like an unbelievable amount of money next year.
Do you see that Tennessee Twitter, at least from the university, from their Twitter handle, they were asking for donations to get a new – donations?
Why not?
For Tennessee – donations.
Why wouldn't you post a GoFundMe if you know people are going to fund it?
Hey, man, we're just little poor, downtrodden Tennessee.
Right. We're not A&M.
We can't afford goalposts.
Yeah, we're not Jimbo.
My goodness, I'm not giving you guys a dime.
One thing Hendon Hooker has not done this year is had a game where he turned the ball over.
No.
And also one of the things Kentucky's been great against is athletic quarterbacks that can move. Think about how they contain Anthony Richardson for the majority of that
game. They bottle him up.
Yeah, and so Hendon Hooker is very similar athletically. He's a better thrower of the football, but I think Kentucky's up to the challenge. Plus, Will Levis, I'm just a huge fan.
Yeah.
I don't do it, but anybody that puts mayonnaise in their coffee, I mean, that means he lives on the edge, and I think he has a tremendous game. Right now, a lot of people think he's the third quarterback in this upcoming draft behind Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. Chris Rodriguez back from suspension, running back there at Kentucky, so they have the pieces offensively. If they need to get into the low 30s, the mid-30s, I think they can do it. I don't think the game's that high-scoring. I know Tennessee's been explosive. Mark Stoops, 15-5 at Kentucky against the spread versus undefeated foes. 10-1 against the spread at Kentucky in his last 11 games versus undefeated foes. This is where I think coaching matters. I know Heupel's a guy on the come. Stoops, established, grizzled vet, got a few tricks up his sleeve. I think he shows them Saturday. I like the Wildcats outright.
Plus 360 to win it outright. By the way, back to your Will Levis mayonnaise in his cup. Look, do what you do. Whatever you want to do, whatever floats your boat, that gets you going in the morning, that's fantastic. It gives me Russell Wilson high knees on the plane vibes.
Not even close.
Not even close?
Not even close.
Mayo in your coffee?
Yeah.
You're going to accept that on any morning?
Well, here's
And look at that as a positive trait.
Well, that's something that, like, makes you unique and different. Like, I feel
it makes you
Russell's
little...
reading from, like, some Hollywood script on how people think he should be. Like, what makes me seem motivated? What makes me seem dedicated? What makes me seem committed? Like, he gets up every morning and asks himself those
questions. Why's your why? What's your why?
Hey, Bronco Nation, let's ride. Like, how does the media find out that you were doing high knee raises in the middle of an eight-hour flight to London? Like, what about your team? You know, me and him with a fist fault. If I was asleep and he happened to bump me, you know, it's not a lot of room in those aisles. You know, when the flight attendants come through with the cart,
yeah,
and you're asleep and they bump. Man, if he'd have hit my shoulder, I'd have slapped Russ in the back of the head.
Interesting story. Yeah. He's an interesting guy. So is Will Levis putting mayo in his coffee.
Completely different. Well, Levis is going to ball out. I'm not sure Russ is.
Let's get back to some of the other games in the college slate here. How about the Illini, Brett Bielema, what he's doing there? Now they're going to go to Nebraska, and it's been a dumpster fire. This year, got Scott Frost canned. He gone. Now Illinois is going to lay 7.5 on the ROAD against Nebraska, plus 245, if you think the Huskers can win this game outright. Man, normally I look at a big number on the road for Illinois, and I go, I'm going to back the Illini laying 7.5. Would you do it, Sean King?
Well, the only reason most people don't know about Chase Brown is because of what Corum's doing down in Michigan. Chase Brown is a phenomenal football player. He's been outstanding. The job that Brett Bielema has done there in a short time at Illinois. Granted, Lovie Smith gets some credit. Now, that cupboard wasn't bare.
That's right.
Lovie had did an excellent job recruiting. On campus, they had a lot of facility upgrades, so their structural stuff is relatively new and state-of-the-art. But Illinois is playing good football. If not
they
for
really
a
are.
Complete second-half collapse versus Indiana, they'd be sitting here undefeated with a say. They still control their own destiny. They do have Michigan coming up, I think, either the week before the Ohio State game, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
So from a scheduling standpoint, could be a great spot. Mickey Joseph's doing a good job in Nebraska. They're still fighting hard, but I just think Illinois is a little too disciplined, a little too motivated right now because they have Big Ten championship game aspirations. The conference balance in the Big Ten is out of whack. Like, all the good teams are on one side, unfortunately. But, I mean,
hey,
if I know Brett Bielema, he has those kids believing. DeVito, the quarterback's been playing outstanding. So, I think Illinois covers this number. I'd rather not have the hook on it. So, I might even, you know, pay the little penalty to take the hook off. I'm sure it's probably takes it down to minus 130 or something. But I like Illinois in that game.
Yeah, and DeVito, former Syracuse legend, by the way. Balling out right now.
Doesn't it hurt when a quarterback leaves you?
Yeah.
Like, Hendon Hooker used to be at Vitek, and Justin Fuente didn't think he could play.
How about that? Now Justin Fuente didn't.
Cost him his job.
It absolutely did. Let me sneak one more in very quickly because I'm a man. I'm 50. Stillwater boy is going to go to K-State. K-State's going to lay a point and a half at home against Okie State. Man, it's got to be like Oklahoma State's got to be kicking themselves. What do you make of that matchup? Plus $1.05 here if you think the Cowboys can right the ship.
I want to apologize to anybody that's an Oklahoma State fan. I mean, you probably have lost a decade off your life. I mean, they've been up and tried to hold on to the lead. They've been down and scratched and clawed and fought back. I mean, I don't think they played like a just you can sit back and relax game the entire season. But I say this game to me revolves around the health of Kansas State at quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were down to their third guy versus TCU, a game where I think they had a 2-touchdown lead at one point. So if Martinez can play or the backup can play, I like K-State to cover this number. If not, then all bets are off.
Yeah, got to keep eye on the quarterback situation for K-State in that one. By the way, our pro tip here for hour number two, we were talking about the futures market there. We're kind of going through some of those divisions. You do have to look at teams before the trade deadline because you're seeing some trades getting made. We talked about CMC going to San Francisco and Quinn going to the Eagles. There are going to be haves and have-nots, right? So you look at those teams that you think are going to be buyers. You might want to think about their futures market a little bit differently from teams that are going to be sellers and really have no real eye on the rest of this season. Not saying they're tanking, but you need to really kind of project which teams you think are going to be buyers and which one are going to be sellers. That is a pro tip for hour number two. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Go to VSiN.com. You can sort those out. You get 20 a day here across the network, either by show and or by sport. Greg Olson, former Major League Baseball star, is going to join us next to talk all things World Series next year on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.